We are straight up at 8 o'clock and a very good Thursday morning. It's the Mornings with Ed show. Delighted to have you here this morning and what's going to be another hot and kind of sticky day. It was super hot yesterday. It's going to be uncomfortable over the next few days. We're going to talk about the conditions here in town and to help us sift through a lot of other items. Mayor Bob Whalen joins us this morning. Good morning, Mr. Mayor. How are you, sir?
Morning, Ed. I'm doing fine.
Good
to be here.
Good to hear from you. Busy. You've been busy these last couple of weeks, and you've got you will be busy over the next month or so. The conditions here in town, as we see fires raging across the state, we've got just perfect fire conditions here in town. What are we doing? What kind of protections are we doing? What is the city doing to prepare?
We've got a lot going on. First of all, we've got, drones that are flying over the open space to make sure we don't have, any incidents out there that could risk causing a fire. We're our fire chief's talking with the county about, shutdowns of the parks if we get red flag conditions. We've got CERT members who are standing by to kind of scan the open space for any inappropriate activity, and we still see it up there, Ed. It's just unbelievable. People will still go into the parks. There's still some smoking. There's still it's activity that just shouldn't happen in the open space. So, but we've got a vigilant team, looking at it and trying to keep us safe.
Right, and it is. It makes you shake your head when you see that. I think I mentioned it to you a couple of weeks ago. I saw some guy on the canyon throw a cigarette butt out of his car. I chased that guy down. it makes you so mad, man. I get it. How quickly can the county react? Let's say you've decided. Well, you know what? We need to close a couple of these parks. How quickly can you get a decision from the county?
Well, I think once we get the protocol set up, it could be an overnight thing. We could, in the afternoon, the chief could call and say, we're going to have red flag conditions tonight, tomorrow morning. And they'll get the signs out, close the parking lots and the trailheads. And our public works people are ready to pitch in just like they did at the start of the pandemic. We can close off the various trailheads in town here pretty quickly. They've been through that drill.
Good. I want to switch for just a moment to the county and maybe a reopening. As you know, a host of businesses and churches across Orange County won't be able to let more people indoors this week because the 7-day average of coronavirus, our numbers haven't yet met the criteria. There were some signs that we could have potentially moved into a new state tier, but officials acknowledged that a couple of days of high numbers was why we didn't move forward. Here in town, and I mentioned this to you, I think, last week. Here in town, I noticed a relaxing of enforcement, for instance, at the farmer's market. And I've seen restaurants that were packed way past the 25% indoor restriction mark. It's not fun to be the strict parent, but are we shooting ourselves in the foot by looking the other way at masking and distancing violations?
Well, it's first I'm hearing about restaurants. We've talked about that as a staff, and I'll bring it up today when I talk with the city manager again. I mean, we've talked to our police department about this. We are not going to tolerate restaurants at over 25% capacity on the indoors. I mean, we've followed the rules all along. I think it's been to the benefit of our residents here, and we need to keep doing that. I mean, things are edging up again. I mean, they're not certainly at the May and June, levels yet, but things are edging up. So I understand it. I understand the human psychology of it. It's just so hard to get up every day and say, I got to keep following the rules. But if we don't follow the rules, things are going to get worse again as we enter into this flu season in the fall.
Right. We've had here in the county, we've had 118 deaths since last Wednesday. That's an astonishing number for a county with 3.2 million people. 118 deaths since last Wednesday of coronavirus. So are you seeing, and I know it happens. It has to happen in all sectors. But are you seeing a law enforcement fatigue with this, you think?
Look, as I said, the human psychology of it, I think there is some fatigue, right, on everybody's part, because you say, how long do I have to do this? And, other people are saying, and I understand it, I can't sustain it anymore. My business is going to go under. You've read about the Disneyland layoffs and the repercussions for the small businesses around there. It's just such a delicate balance. Where do you strike the balance? But I think that if you follow the protocols and if you wear the masks and if you socially distance, you can't. That's going to be the sweet spot. That's where you can open up the most businesses, get the most people back to work, but keep people healthy at the same time. I mean, it's possible, but I think it can be done.
It's the logical and smart message, and I hope that everyone hears that. I'd like to discuss with you for a second stuff we've seen in both newspapers is the vandalism around town seems to be increasing. And you see the whatever the spray painting is. Well, I can't even make it out half the time. But you see rocks and buildings being spray painted. Any plans to deal with that?
You know, we're going to have to talk about that as a council, I think, in terms of what we do. I mean, the uptick has been troubling. And, you know, I was talking to one of our police officers yesterday, and they're more, as they make stops in town here from people out of town, they're finding more guns that they're taking out of cars. And, you know, we've got some bad actors that are coming to town, and, you know, we're not going to tolerate it. We'll talk with the chief. We'll figure out, you know, a way to better protect against that. I mean, the graffiti is our public works department gets on it right away and takes it down. But, you know, why do people do that? Why do you come and deface not only buildings, I suppose a building you can paint, but, you know, things in nature? I mean, that just it baffles me.
Right.
We won't tolerate it.
All right. Excellent. Thank you. And I'm going to stick with the police for a while. There's a formation of an ad hoc task force to review police protocols to try and improve police practices and community relations. How involved is the council in that?
Well, not too much so far, other than we, approve the item to move forward. So we're going to start taking applications. There's been a lot of interest on the part of, I know a number of our residents. I've seen several emails, many emails requesting that. So the chief will run an application process, and then, you know, we're going to have to, it'll come back to council because we're going to have to select the members of the task force. I think it'll be a good process. We want to make sure the scope of it is well laid out. As we said when we formed it, we want to make sure the Police Employees Association has the right input to, you know, guide, you know, some of the discussion. So, I think it's going to be a good outcome for our community.
Okay. All right. And on something else, I want to go back to Tuesday night for a second. I as long as I've known you and as long as I've been in town, you're a well-mannered professional. You're a thoughtful and you're a deliberative public servant. What were your thoughts as you watched the presidential debates on Tuesday?
My thoughts, pathetic, embarrassing, uninformative.
Right.
Nothing came out of it. There wasn't a single piece of information that was conveyed to the American people in terms of what either side was going to do, you know, for the country. That's what debates are about. And, hopefully, I was saying to somebody yesterday, I was talking to a lot of people, you know, I think they ought to put them both in plexiglass boxes and turn off the mics.
Right.
You know?
Right. A soundproof booth. That used to be like Speed, Split Second, the game show.
Exactly.
As a voter, now I'm not talking to you as someone who serves the public, but as a voter, what do you look for in a candidate? What qualities are the most important to you as a voter?
Demeanor is a big part of it, you know, in terms of, because that tells me, you know, how are you going to address things under pressure? How are you going to deal with issues and situations that you confront? That is an important thing, but I also look for somebody who's thoughtful, willing to listen, you know, open-minded, because the problems that you end up dealing with are never rarely the ones that you think you're going to face going into it. I mean, you know, the pandemic, right? This life is a ride. You never know which way it's going to go. So you need somebody who's just sort of grounded and even keeled and can deal with issues that are coming left and right, because let me tell you, that's what being an elected official is.
Exactly. All right. And what do we have on the agenda for Tuesday? What are we talking about?
Tuesday, we're off till the 13th.
Oh, wow. Nice.
So, yeah. So I know we've got an appeal, but you and I will chat about that next week. I don't have the list in front of me, but
that's okay.
We'll cover it then.
There will be a quiz next week. Bring a number two pencil and a clean sheet of paper, please, Bob.
I'm so worried about you grading me. I have to study every week.
I'll give you an A for today's program. I'll tell you that. Mayor Bob Whalen, thank you for joining us this morning. It's always a pleasure to talk to you.
Likewise, Ed. Thank you.
Have a great day,
sir. Day.
Thank you.